Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Y'all, I don't know if you was listening to the lyrics of that song, but can we just declare that we are living in the overflow? Can we just declare overflow? Lord, let the cup runneth over. Look, let the cup runneth over in our favor. Lord, let just declare overflow. So I don't know where you're at this morning, but just give God a hand clap of praise because he is worthy. He is worthy of all our praise. He is worthy of all the glory. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. I can't stop saying that enough because God is worthy. And I'm just so glad to be here in the land of the living and present. I'm so glad that God tapped me on the shoulder. I mean, how many of you are glad that God tapped you on the shoulder and said, child, wake up again? How many of you are glad that God breathed a breath of fresh air down your lungs and said, hey, child, I need for you to wake up. I got more for you to do here on this earth. So can we just declare that we are living in the overflow? Like, y'all, this gonna make sense after I go through what I have to go through today in our message. But I just want us to declare overflow, 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 okay? Because God is the God of the overflow. And so I just wanted us to ingrain that in our minds this morning, ingrain that in your mind and understand that God is the God of the overflow. And so another song that I played during our jam session this morning was entitled God Shows Out. God Shows Out by Pastor Mike Jr. And let me tell you, I just want us to declare and decree right now that God doesn't play about me. Whew. Say that loud. Say that clear. Say it so your neighbors can hear. Say it so that if you're in the car, so the person driving next to you can hear you say that God doesn't play about me. God doesn't play about me. And so what does that mean? That means that God cares about everything concerning you. God cares about everything concerning you, meaning he cares about the details, the smallest details, the details that we may not even be thinking about, but God cares about that. God doesn't play about you. He needed you in your mother's womb way back when. He knew you before you even knew you. He knew you before you even knew you. And I know some of us are still in the phase of discovering more about us and discovering more about the gifts that God has bestowed within us. But let me tell you, God didn't play about you when he made you. He didn't play about you and he did when he made you, and he doesn't play about you now. So just declare and decree that God doesn't play about you. And so another song, the first song that I played on the jam session this morning was Proof. It was called Proof. And that, again, is by Pastor Mike Jr. And it says, he does miracles and I'm proof of what God can do. Ooh, how many of you know that you are a miracle? Right? But you're not just a miracle in the making. You're proof. You're proof that miracles still occur in present day. Woo! You're not just a miracle in the making. I need to say that again. You're not just a miracle in the making, but you're proof. Woo! You're proof that miracles still occur in present day, meaning today, right now, miracles are still occurring, and you are proof of that. So I don't know where you're at. Maybe you have a moment to look in the mirror today and just declare and decree to yourself that you are proof, because it's so important how we speak about, how we speak to ourselves on a daily basis. We can't just rely on people to build our confidence up. We can't just rely on our coworkers or that reward from work to build your confidence up. No. We have to do it for ourselves. We have to declare and decree for ourselves that we are what? What did I just say? We are proof that miracles still occur in present day. They didn't just occur way back when. They occur now in your life. The miracle today, come on, you may be like, oh, what miracle am I today? The miracle is that you woke up. The miracle is that God is making a way. The miracle is that you're listening. Hello, you are listening to this prayer call. Listen, whew, God is good, right? And so let me keep going on with my notes, because I could stay there all day. But another song that I played that really aligns to what I talked about last week, the song was Do It Again by Kirk Franklin. And if you remember what I shared with you last week, I shared that it's a season of reflect, reset, and resile. A season of reflect, reset, and resile. And then I went on to say, when I was thinking about the phrase or the word resile, right? The word resile, which is a cousin to the word resilient, which means bounce back or jump back. The phrase that I gave you, the phrase that a lot of people say is, if he did it before, he can do it again, right? If he did it before, he can do it again. And so that song, Do It Again, the lyrics, I need you to go back and listen to the lyrics, Do It Again. Because listen, if he did it before, he could do it again. But if he did it before, he cannot just do it again, but he could do it 10 times as better. He could do it 10 times as better. So whatever you're maybe going through in this season, in your career, in your business, or just in life in general, just reflect back to the time that God did it for you. He helped you to overcome certain circumstances. He helped you to experience the victory on the other side of you being the victim of that circumstance, right? And so if he did it before for you back then, he can surely do it again, right? He can surely do it again. Whew. All right. So that was like a recap from last week, but really getting you in, ushering you in into this week and what we're going to be talking about. And so the word that the Lord gave me for today was the word sustain. I just kept hearing the word sustain, sustain, sustain throughout my quiet time. And when I was asking God, what does he want me to share with his people this morning? And he said, you got to talk about the word sustain. You got to look it up. You got to, you know, tell the people what it really means and how he is the God, our God that we serve, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, how he is a sustainer. He is a sustainer. And so let me give you the definition of what sustain means. And so sustain means to support or maintain from a physical support. Yes, God supports us from a physical standpoint. And this is the most literal sense of the word sustain. It means to bear the weight or something, prevent it from falling or prop it up. Ooh. Can I say that again? It means this is the most literal sense, right? It means to bear the weight of something, prevent it from falling or prop it up. And so if we're declaring decree that God is the God that is a sustainer, he is a sustainer, we are declaring and decreeing that he is going to prevent us from falling. Ooh, how many of y'all have fell flat on your face in your life? What? I know I'm not the only one that has my hand up in this at this question. I can't be the only one. How many of you have fallen flat on your face? You have done something and you like, if it wasn't for the Lord who propped me up, if it wasn't for the Lord who prevented me from really falling, where would I be, right? So God is the God of this. He's a sustainer. He provides physical support for us. But this part of the definition really got me. Sustain, right? It says to keep in existence / continue. So continuity. God will allow us to continue. He will keep us in existence. And it says this refers to maintaining a state, process, or condition over time, often through continuous effort or provision. How many of y'all know that God is Jehovah Jireh? He will be our provider at any point in our life. How many of y'all trust and believe that for yourself? Do you believe that not just for yourself, but do you believe that for your neighbor? Do you believe that for your family? Do you believe that God will provide and be the ultimate provider in any given situation? And I love this example. It states it's difficult to sustain a high level of performance without what? Adequate rest. We always talk about, I was in a leadership event and we had breakout sessions and we were talking about well-being and how we were going to practice being or just practice self-care or practice caring for ourselves on a regular basis and incorporating it on within our career journeys. And so a lot of us kept saying, we need more rest. We need more rest. And so it was so applicable that I kept thinking, I'm like, oh, God is a sustainer. I mean, that's not nothing I said during our meeting. But when I reflected back on that moment, I was like, "Ooh, yes, the Lord is a sustainer. And it's really difficult, like the example stated, it's difficult to sustain a high level of performance without adequate rest. And so whatever you're trying to do in this season, please know that you got to still rest. You got to still rest. I always joke with my husband and say, hey, I'm the queen of naps because I could take a 20-minute nap, maybe 15 to 20-minute nap, wake up and be just good and be like, oh, let me get back to work. But I mean, I know everybody's not like that, but so definitely get some rest, you guys, in this season. And so going back to the definition of sustain, this is good too. It says to provide necessities and nourish. How many of you all know that God will nourish us? God will nourish us in the dry places. God will nourish us in our health. God will nourish us with giving us food, water, the necessities of life. And so it also goes on to talk about how sustainment means to experience or undergo something negative. To experience or undergo something negative. It says this usage often refers to suffering or enduring an injury, a loss, or damage, right? And so the company, meaning a company you work for, or maybe an organization you work for has sustained heavy financial losses this quarter, or maybe you have sustained financial loss, or maybe you have sustained the job loss, or maybe you have sustained something negative in your life, right? But let me remind you of what we just talked about, how God is the sustainer. He is a sustainer, and he will do what? He will prop you up. Literally the definition of sustainment, right? Sustainment. He will prop you up, meaning he will sit you up. He will prevent you from falling. He will prevent you from falling or seeing ground zero. How many of y'all believe that? I don't know about you, but I believe that wholeheartedly. I believe that God is a sustainer and he will uphold us in any given situation. And so I hope that message really penetrates your heart this morning, and that that you hear that God is the God of the sustainer. And so I want to circle back to one of the songs that I played, The Overflow, how we were talking about God is the God of the overflow. Now, this is a bold statement to declare, and I don't want you to be afraid to declare it, because every time, and I'm just going to say it, right? God sustained the overflow. I just pray that God sustains the overflow for us. And you want to know why this is a bold statement? Because I put it right in my note. I said, this is a bold statement, but we come into agreement with it right now in Jesus' name and declare that we are living in the overflow. And so the reason why this is such a bold statement is because a lot of times we hesitate from saying statements or bold statements like this. And the reason why is because we're like, okay, can God really sustain the overflow? Meaning that's a lack of trust. All right. And also we question the fact that, all right, when it's all good now, but when is something bad going to happen? Or when is it not going to be so good, right? Or is this too good to be true? Let me tell you, I was in a, I was having a meeting with one of my mentors, and I was like, you know what, it's really too good. I feel like it's really too good to be true right now. And I forget what I was talking about. And she instantly corrected me. She mean, I said it was too good to be true, but she said, it's too God. Can we say it's too God? Like, meaning, like, you can't even put words to it. Like, the things or the blessings and the favor that God is giving you in this season of your life. How many of y'all been there? You've been like, God, this is so you right now. This is not even me. This is not even what I did. This is not even, you know, me. This is not even, you know, what I did in the past. This is not even that. But this is you. I can't even explain it. It's unexplainable. How many of y'all have had that unexplainable feeling, that unexplainable circumstance you ever been in? You like, this is nothing but God. And so I want you just to sit with that right now in your spirit and just be like, go back to that time where you felt like this is nothing but God. Right? That's the feeling. That is what we are declaring that God sustains, right? The overflow of his goodness, the overflow of his favor, the overflow of blessings on top of blessings for our lives, right? That is what we are declaring. So I had to put you back into that state of mind so that you can really understand what we are saying and what I am sharing with you, just to clear on a regular basis, right? God sustain the overflow. Whew. It's a bold statement, but it's a statement that we come into agreement with right now in Jesus' name. And so I don't want to leave you with all without scripture. And so some scripture I want to share with you all this morning is Psalms 55:22. Very familiar scripture. It says, cast your burdens on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. It says, cast your burdens on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. And this is a direct and powerful promise of God sustaining power in times of trouble, in times of trouble. And so another verse I want to leave you with this morning is Philippians 4:19. It states, and my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. This verse, my friends, is just proof that God's provision extends to all our needs, all of our needs. Remember I said earlier, I said God cares about us. Why? Because he does not play about us. He cares about every detail about us, every detail about our lives, everything that we are going through. Nothing is too small. Nothing is too big for our God to handle, to manage, right? And so God's provision, going back to what I was saying, God's provision extends to all our needs, not just material ones. And it's rooted in his abundant glory. In his abundant glory goes back to what I was just saying. God sustained the overflow, or you could say it like this: God sustained the abundance in my life. God sustained the overflow, and God sustained the abundance in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you all, let's go into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, Lord. God, I thank you for their gifts. I thank you for all that they are going through right now. And I thank you for allowing them to come out on the other side. They may be dwelling on the fact that they may be victimized right now, but God, let them be reminded that you're not going to allow them to stay in a victim mindset, but you have given them a victorious mindset, because they are victors. They are more than conquerors. That's what you call us, God, victorious. You call us more than conquerors. You call us the head and not the tail. You call us above and not beneath. And Lord, let us be reminded of that during seasons of trouble, during seasons of what we may call the setback. But God, let us be reminded that it's not us just a setback, but it's a set up for something even greater. It's a set up for the overflow. So God, we just declare and decree again that you are the God of the overflow, and that we boldly declare that God, and ask you to sustain the overflow for us, to sustain the abundance that we are going to experience, or that we are experiencing right now. Not just what we're going to experience, but what we are experiencing right now. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for bringing us or making a way out of no way. We thank you, Lord, for bringing us this far through our life's journey. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your grace, for your mercy. And we come against anything that may be distracting us from experiencing your overflow. We come against any negativity. We come against any negative mindsets, God, and we ask that you replace them with a positive mindset, God. We ask that you would allow us to remember what you have called us to be, what you are saying for us, for us to be. We are asking that we remember the promises over our life, God, in the name of Jesus. God, the world will tell us that we are not good enough. The world will tell us that we can't overcome certain circumstances. But God, we know with you and through you that we can overcome anything, that you can do the impossible. Woo! That you can do the impossible, Lord, and that we are not just miracles in the making, but we are proof that miracles still are happening in present day. So God, we just ask that you allow us to remember that during times where we're just feeling low, during times we may be just feeling defeated, God. But God, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you for all that you have done. We thank you for all that you're doing in this present moment. And we thank you for all that you're going to do for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, forth and conquer. Have a wonderful and blessed and productive work week. And I will catch you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.